We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.
You sound so spunky.
Well,
you do. You sound excited.
I'm always excited to be here.
I know you are. I appreciate it.
We gear up.
You're a good button pusher, I'm telling you.
I push the buttons. That's what I do.
We got to get you in a blind is what we got to do. We got to take you out hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, second Tuesday of next week, right?
That's when we're going to
do it.
Okay. We're going to talk some more. We're going to talk famous guns, I think, this segment. Is that right?
Well, some famous guns that are now cloned.
Oh, and Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, well, kind of. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about guns that
Clones of famous guns.
Yeah,
I got
clones
it.
Of famous guns, yeah. Not clowns. Clones.
I thought that was
He's writing
still
my
part
scribble.
Of the, I almost could decipher it. I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I was bragging about you. Cursing
this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
It is. And Reliable Enterprises.
Send in the clones.
It's clowns. Clones. I got a radio clown with me in the studio. But in this third segment, lots of times Reliable Enterprises is a sponsor, and we appreciate them so much. What they do is excellent construction work in and around your home. ReliableExteriorPro.com is their website. ReliableExteriorPro.com. Jeremy White's the man, and to see him grow into this business so good over the past 10, 12 years since I've met him, 13 years, something like that, just tremendous. You can reach him at 810-429-6957. 810-429-6957. You can always link to him right from my website, which is thegss.com. And he might be busy this next week hunting. So yeah, I'm sure he's busy
probably
today
out there
hunting.
Right now, yeah.
He's out there hunting right now. I know. I just talked to him Friday night. And here we are Saturday morning, open the morning, and we're doing a radio show. Isn't this crazy? Now, my wife come up with the idea. She goes, you know, you talk about guns that are remakes all the time. And she says, don't you call those clones? And I said, yeah, they're clone guns. Sometimes they're improvements. I could probably do the whole show on it, but I don't want to bore anybody, you know? So we got plenty to talk about. We can mix it up like this and do segments. But this segment and the next segment are going to be kind of about clones. So reproduction guns is what they used to be called. And then it's versus originals. So reproductions versus originals. Are the reproductions better than the originals? So some of the guns from way back in the day that were really, really cool were made with light metals, and they were made, actually, some of the stuff was made for smokeless powder, or not smokeless powder, but black powder, so they can't handle the pressures of smokeless powder. So the new reproductions are designed, almost all of them are designed stronger than the originals, what they're originally designed after. And some are even better. So dollars and cents wise, they're typically less expensive copies than the original models were, because the original models have collectability. Mm-hmm. They have that collector's value. They have like when you go to these estate sales and they're like, you know, this has true ambiance or whatever and blah, blah. And it's got all these things that, yeah, but does it work? You know, is it still a viable shooting gun? And so one of the big things that's pushed it here in America, of course, in the 50s and 60s, was the popular Western series movies and films. And then, of course, you've got movies like Patton and The Longest Day and all that stuff, and all these movies that brought the World War II and World War I genre movies, brought those guns right to the forefront. So we're seeing guns that are 100 to 150 years old that are being remade all the time.
Stronger, better,
like Steve Austin guns,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there, you got his TV thing.
There it is. So, yeah. There's more coming.
I mentioned
I got
TV,
a few. I've gotten back. Got a few in my pocket.
Got your holsters.
Your
holster's loaded.
I'm loaded,
there's
for sure.
There's a snake in my boots. Anyways, so let's take the classic Colt Peacemaker, okay? Now, It's a single action Army 45 Long Colt was the original, and that was how they were made. Now, there was tons of guns made in that same somewhat format in different calibers as they are today. But that classic Colt, now, if you go to buy that Colt, if you can even find a store that stocks them, the MSRP is $2,249. Ruger in the 50s started making the Blackhawk. The Blackhawk was an improved version of the single action Army Colt. Slightly different, had more like hunting sights on it instead of the fast draw peacemaker sights of the of yesteryear from the single action armies. And those Rugers came out and they were cheap. They were sturdy, and they're still $500-$700 now from those years, if you can find one. They still make them now, but the suggested retail is about $750 on them now. So there's a like nine different big companies that I know of that make single action Army copies because they're so doggone popular in the Western genre still. And they are fun to shoot. The Ruger Vaqueros are works of art. I had a matched pair of them a couple years ago, and they're just beautiful guns. Fun to shoot and not too expensive. Under $1,000 usually is where you can get them. So now one of the big guns that of course is copied constantly are 1911s. But first, I want to talk about Beretta 92s. The Beretta 92 was an iconic gun, a 9mm high capacity, big gun. Mel Gibson used it in
Lethal Weapon.
Okay. And it became tremendously popular. Before that, the other high capacity 9mm that was used was Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. He had a Smith & Wesson Model 59. High capacity 9mm. It was like, how many bullets does that thing hold? It held a lot, 15, plus one in a chamber. Same thing.
Danny Glover only had five.
Yeah, he was old school.
Was that 357?
357 Magnum. That's right. And but he still revoked somebody's. What do you call that? Their immunity, diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. Been terminated.
It's been revoked.
Been revoked.
Okay. So now. So the Taurus,
model of the 1911.
Model 92.
92, which is a copy of the 1911.
Some people like them better than the
1911.
Than the Beretta.
Oh, gotcha. 92s. This is a Beretta 92. That's
yep.
right.
And you can get them for between $500 and $600, brand new. You can get them used for $400 and something. So there's some great prices out there on the Taurus 92s. Now. So that's a great one. Now, that's just one of the comparisons, but there's so many. The lever action gun, the resurgence of the lever action guns, these are all clones, basically, but they've been tweaked. They're not going to make it exactly the same way, but they're going to tweak it and make it their way a little better. Henry Company has done a great job. A whole bunch of these companies, Cimarron Arms, has made these beautiful guns called the Arizona Rangers and the Big Iron. And they're $700 and up, but they're not $2,200 for that single action Army in the Western style. Uberte, 1873 guns, fabulous guns, $649 and up. So really, really just a tremendous, there's so many choices that it's almost like, trying to find stuff for your 57 Chevy. There's once you find where you're going to get those parts from, you just keep buying them because it's like, this is so cool. And that's so cool. And look at this one, but this is the 1868 model. And this is an 1873 model or the 1884 model. And there's nuances with each one that make them special. But most of these guns now that are upgraded, and I see this a lot in my reloading manuals. They tell you right in the reloading manual, if you're using it on an original gun, you got to use the real light loads. But if you have a new version, you can use the heavier loads and load it up like a regular high-powered rifle. But they're asking you to be very careful with the old ones and not load full, not like a magnum load, but you don't want to load a high-pressure round in some of those older guns because it could blow them up. So
not designed for them.
The last thing you want to do is blow up an old work of art, you know, or a relic. So now, as far as 1911s go, almost all the 19, now very few of the original Colts are out there. I mean, there's maybe 20, 30 million of them, you know, around the world. But they've been lost in battle. They break. They've been used. They've been destroyed. They've been burned in fires. So the ones that are out there hold their value really good. Now, a good Colt 1911, just a commercial model 1911, you're looking at between $1,000 and $1,500 used. You can go buy a brand new, beautiful new Kimber top of the line, well, not top of the line, but a very, very good one for under $1,000.
Okay.
So, what are you getting? You're getting upgraded springs. You're getting updated sights. You're getting a smoother action. Kimber, SIGs, even Tissot and Gerson, they're making great guns over in Turkey. And they're nice guns. I'm, you know, back to wouldn't kick them out of bed. There's some great guns, and the prices are wonderful. Rock Island Armory, another one. Just great guns made all over the world. Made in the exact way, basically, that John Moses Browning designed it to be made, but with more bells and whistles now and more ability to, I'll say it's got more ability to impress you than a standard. I still love my standard 1911s, but I got a whole bunch of them that are...
It's not like TV sets, though. You're not going to find a 21-inch console Zenith TV, you know, big box TV.
With the knob on the front,
with the knob
on the channel.
Yeah, you're not gonna, you know, you can get a 70-inch TV for, you know, under $1,000.
Oh yeah.
But you're not gonna pay more for that Zenith because of the nostalgia.
No, no.
You're gonna have a hard time finding anybody to take it from you.
And you can't even put it to the road anymore. I think it's called hazmat.
And you couldn't get it there if you wanted to.
No, because it weighed too much.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we were strong, we could move that stuff, but now.
I could never move one of those.
I tell you what.
You take two or three people.
I always figured I'd put a hinge on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Make it hinge out and make it a handgun storage cabinet, you know?
Okay.
But that's how my mind thinks.
Sure.
Where can I put that handgun?
Yep. You know?
But anyways, lots of fun. Tons of imports to look at because they're making these guns all over the world. Because why? Because everybody wants to be like America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God bless America.
Once again.
Get out there and be careful hunting.
Get one today.
Get one today or two. Fill that freezer up.
You might as well.
And you can always donate the meat if you don't need it.
And we know people that would take it.
Well, not personally, but yeah, I do know people personally.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.